Well, let's keep following the major news this morning. Iran's military has launched a wave of missiles at a United States airbase in Qatar overnight in retaliation for US strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities at the weekend. As world leaders process the developments, questions are being raised about US President Donald Trump's decision to bomb the nuclear facilities. Democrats and other critics have accused him of overstepping his authority and even violating the US Constitution. Richard Painter is former White House chief ethics lawyer under the George W. Bush administration, and Richard is now professor at the University of Minnesota. Richard Painter, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Well, this is a situation which is very, very serious. And under our Constitution, Congress makes a decision whether to declare war. It's very clear. It's very right there in the Constitution. The Congress declares war, but we haven't had a declared war since World War II. And yet the United States has gone into many wars since then. Now, we have some where Congress has authorized the president to send troops. That happened with Vietnam in 1964, the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, and with Iraq in 2003. In both of those instances, both Vietnam and Iraq, there was faulty intelligence given to Congress before those votes took place, and that was a serious problem. But at least the president did go to Congress. We've had other instances in which the president fails to get any permission from Congress. President Clinton bombing Serbia in 1998-99 was one of them. President Obama launched quite a few strikes without permission from Congress, claiming that he had authorization under the old authorizations for use of military force that had been given to President Bush in 2001 and 2002, but I think that was a very weak argument. And now we have Donald Trump. He went after an Iranian general in his first term, once again without permission from Congress, did a targeted assassination, got away with it. And now he's launched a full-scale attack on Iran. And this may be, you know, maybe it's the right decision, maybe it's not. But my point is, this is a decision that should have been made by the United States Congress, and this time with accurate information about the weapons of mass destruction that Iran purportedly is trying to acquire.
Professor, why do you think this keeps happening without approval from Congress? Has a precedent been set and it just keeps being repeated?
Well, presidents get into these wars and everyone rallies around the president when there's a war, at least temporarily. Now, ultimately, Lyndon Johnson, the president who got us into Vietnam in a serious way, ended up in a political disaster and couldn't run for president again back in 1968. President Clinton was in his second term when he bombed Serbia, but there really weren't ramifications for that until decades later. We realized that the relationship with Russia was very, very much damaged by our intervention in Serbia, and the Russians have hated the Clintons ever since. We all know about that. The point is that the consequences are sometimes long down the road, or the consequences could be in the short term. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen here. I mean, Iran is starting to retaliate. Are we then going to retaliate against Iran and start bombing sites other than just the nuclear sites? And once again, this is a decision that should have been made by Congress, the elected representatives of the people. There's a serious concern if Iran has nuclear weapons, they're going to acquire nuclear weapons. But we needed to have a debate in Congress about what to do about that, and whether the president should have an authorization to use military force.
Professor, is there anything that the Congress can do, or are there any legal measures that could be taken in these kinds of situations when the president makes a unilateral decision?
Legal measures? Very likely not. The courts are not going to intervene until the president, you've exceeded your congressional authority. It's never happened that the courts have done that and got involved in these decisions. The consequences are political. If it backfires, the president and the president's party and those support of the president would pay a heavy price. And we have yet to see how this plays out with Iran. But this could really escalate in a way that's very, very bad for the United States, could be very bad for the economy. If the oil markets are affected, and could result in loss of life that's quite substantial. These are, once again, decisions that need to be made by Congress. I mean, Congress made decisions about aiding Israel under President Biden, authorized aid to Israel. There are arguments for, there are arguments against, but the Congress voted on that. And I just think that for the president to make these decisions on his own that have potentially very serious consequences, that's not what our Congress, that's not what our Constitution contemplates when it clearly says that Congress is the body that has the responsibility to decide when to declare war.
We're talking about the US Constitution and the domestic considerations, but what about the legal situation when we look at international law with these kinds of strikes?
Well, then there's definitely there are international law complications on all sides here with the Middle East conflict and certainly Iran and their behavior for sure. But there are international law issues have been raised with respect to Israel, and now we're going to have international law concerns about the United States. Was this an unprovoked attack? I mean, Iran did attack Israel, and they attacked Israel twice. So I think Israel had a much stronger claim to the right to retaliate against Iran. But Iran did not attack the United States here. And once again, it's the weapons of mass destruction argument that we saw with Iraq. Although here, I think there may be stronger evidence the Iranians were proceeding towards weapons of mass destruction. But that's not a defense under international law for an unprovoked attack. And so there are going to be international law complications. But once again, who was there to hold anyone accountable under international law? The United States is not a party of the International Criminal Court. And the International Court of Justice, we are, but we'll see what they have to say. But I'm sure it'd be all over before legal proceedings get going. So I don't see that being the answer. But once again, I mean, there are going to be serious consequences from this decision. And our Congress should have been involved in this, and they weren't.
Professor Painter, thank you very much for your time on Radio National Breakfast this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to ABC Radio National.